guys, welcome back to our second module about phrasal verbs. I'm Gavin, a native speaker of American English, and today I want to teach you phrasal verbs that we use when we talk about our families or when we were children. When I chose these phrasal verbs, I thought to myself, I should bring up my grandpa. First, to bring up is a phrasal verb that means to mention, mencionar. I thought to myself, I should bring up my grandpa. My grandpa will be a perfect example to use to teach these phrasal verbs. This is a picture of my grandpa. I was backing up my computer and I found this picture. Back up. Phrasal verb de tecnologia que quer dizer fazer o backup, né? I was backing up my computer and I found this picture of him. My grandpa is someone that I look up to. Ele é uma pessoa que eu admiro muito. To look up to, literalmente olhar em cima para, we use in the sense of admire. My grandpa is someone I look up to. Yeah, when we admire someone, it's almost like we are looking up. So this phrasal verb makes sense. My grandpa is someone I look up to. Let me tell you a little more about my grandpa. Oh, and notice the pronunciation. It's not grandpa. It's grandpa, almost with an M sound. Grandpa. My grandpa was brought up in rural Ohio in the 1930s. Notice that I'm using the phrasal verb to bring up again here in the past tense. I already mentioned that bring up can mean mention, but to bring up also has the sense of criar filhos. Or in this sentence, my grandpa was brought up in rural Ohio. It has the sense of ele foi criado em. My grandpa was brought up in rural Ohio in the 1930s. My grandpa was the youngest of 9 children. His mother died when he was young, and his father was an alcoholic. The 10 of them, his father and his other 8 siblings, lived in a small house that his dad had built. They were very poor. His oldest sister cared for him and his 7 other siblings. To care for means cuidar de alguém. The word sibling means both brothers and sisters. So in Portuguese, vocês têm irmão. Irmãos, pode ser irmãos e também irmãs. But to express this in English, we use the word sibling. His oldest sister cared for him and his 7 siblings. My grandpa had many older brothers. Aqui, já que falei brothers, quer dizer que com certeza são irmãos e não tem nada de irmã quando eu falo brothers. Todo mundo masculino. His older brothers picked on him when he was young. To pick on is a phrasal verb used to describe what older brothers do to younger brothers, né? Pegar no pé, encher o saco, atazanar. His older brothers picked on him when he was young. He had nobody to back him up in a fight. Now, backup has the sense of support, apoiar. He had no one to back him up in a fight. Faz sentido quando pensamos de fazer um backup de notebook, que backup no inglês também tem o sentido de apoiar alguém, né, numa luta, por exemplo. Numa discussão. When I am making a scientific presentation, I have to back up my points. I have to support my points with evidence. But again, the example with my grandpa, he had nobody to back him up in a fight. My grandpa got older and he learned to put up with the bullying. He learned to tolerate. Ele aprendeu a tolerar, lidar com. So, one more time, you can see that to put up with 2 prepositions, up with, has this sense of tolerar, aguentar. He learned to put up with the bullying. It made him stronger. My grandpa got older, and his brothers got older too. his brothers all married and settled down. To settle down, tengo sentido de estabelecerse. Like, you get married, you buy a house, you have children, you stop traveling, you have a steady job. All of these things encompass the sense of to settle down. His brothers got married and settled down. But my grandpa didn't settle down. Instead of settling down, getting married, getting a job, buying a house, my grandpa joined the army. My grandpa told me that he went years without talking to his brothers, without talking to his sisters. When he finally returned to Ohio from the war, he saw his brothers again for the first time in 5 years. If you saw a member of your family for the first time in 5 years, what would you say? I imagine my grandpa seeing his brothers for the first time and saying, "Let's sit down, have a beer, and catch up." Sit down, quer dizer sentar-se. It's a very common phrasal verb. So this is an invitation to sentar-se, to sit down, tomar uma gelada, uma breja, to have a beer, and to pôr o papo em dia, to catch up, another very common phrasal verb. When you haven't seen someone for many years, of course you want to catch up, pôr o papo em dia. The invitation I imagine my grandpa saying to his brothers is, "Let's sit down, have a beer, and catch up." So my grandpa and his brothers are drinking beer, and my grandpa tells them about the war. He brings up that he survived a shipwreck. Ele sobreviveu a um naufrágio. Naufrágio, né? É a palavra em português. He brings up that he survived a shipwreck, and then he starts to talk about something else, but his brothers say, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Espera. Wait, 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 wait. Back up. You survived a shipwreck? Back up. You survived a shipwreck?" Here, back up means, wait, calma. You need to return to something you said earlier, because no acredito, I don't believe it. Back up, a command, imperativo, meaning return to something that you just said. Wait, back up. You survived a shipwreck? I imagine that it was wonderful for my grandpa to catch up with his brothers after the war. I wish that I could sit down, have a beer, and catch up with him. But my grandpa passed on in 2013. To pass on is a phrasal verb that's a polite way of saying to die. It's like falecer of Portuguese, I think, instead of bater as botas or morrer. It's calmer and more respectful. My grandpa passed on in 2013. But before he died, he passed on many valuable lessons to his children and his grandchildren. The phrasal verb pass on has one more definition, which means to passar adiante crenças, tradições, informação, às vezes. Almost like to give to the next person. He passed on many valuable lessons to his children and his grandchildren. My grandpa was an incredible man, and I hope you enjoyed learning more about him. Let's review the phrasal verbs that we learned in this module. Bring up. I should bring up my grandpa. Back up. I was backing up my computer and found this picture of him. Look up to. My grandpa is someone I look up to. Bring up. My grandpa was brought up in rural Ohio in the 1930s. Care for. His older sister cared for him and his 7 other siblings. Pick on. His older brothers picked on him when he was young. Back up. He had nobody to back him up in a fight. Put up with. He learned to put up with the bullying. It made him stronger. Settle down. His brothers got married and settled down. Instead of settling down, my grandpa joined the army. Sit down. Catch up. Let's sit down, have a beer, and catch up. I wish I could sit down, have a beer, and catch up with him. Pass on. He passed on in 2013. He passed on many valuable lessons to his children and grandchildren. That's it for this lesson. I'll see you in the next phrasal verb module. Bye for now.